Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little more calm and a whole lot of stoicism. Ever feel like life's just tossing curveballs at you left and right? Like you're constantly stuck in the middle of a whirlwind? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But here's the good news. We can actually learn to navigate that chaos with grace and even find some inner peace amidst the storm. And today, we're diving into one powerful tool that can help us do just that mindful movement. You might be thinking, Brandon, I don't have time for yoga retreats or fancy dance classes. And trust me, this isn't about becoming a contortionist or joining a synchronized swimming team. This is about bringing awareness to the way we move throughout our day, everything from walking down the street to washing dishes. It's about being present in those moments and finding a sense of calm through simple, intentional actions. So, how do we actually cultivate this inner peace through mindful movement? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can really transform your daily life. First off, awareness is key. Start paying attention to your body as you move. Notice the sensations, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the stretch in your muscles, the rhythm of your breath. It's like tuning into a radio station you might have forgotten existed. Second, slow it down. We live in a world that's always rushing, always pushing. But mindful movement is about embracing the present moment and moving with intention. Try taking a few extra seconds to stretch before getting out of bed, or walk at pace where you can actually enjoy the scenery around you. Third, focus on your breath. It sounds simple, but consciously connecting with your breath can have a profound impact on your state of mind. When you feel stressed or overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. You'll notice your body relaxing almost instantly. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Fourth, find movement that feels good. This isn't about forcing yourself to do something you hate. Whether it's a brisk walk, gentle yoga stretches, or even just dancing around your living room, choose activities that bring you joy and leave you feeling energized. Movement shouldn't feel like a chore, it should be something you look forward to. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, mindful movement is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. It's okay if your mind wanders, or if you find yourself rushing through things sometimes. Just keep coming back to the present moment and focusing on those intentional movements. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, it's Monday morning, your alarm goes off way too early, and you're already feeling that familiar sense of dread. You drag yourself out of bed, barely able to function. But then, remember what we talked about today. Instead of jumping straight into the chaos of your day, take a few minutes for mindful movement. Stretch your arms overhead, feel your spine lengthening, inhale deeply and exhale slowly. Let those stretches melt away some of that morning tension. As you walk to the kitchen, pay attention to the feeling of your feet on the floor, the cool air against your skin. Even something as simple as making coffee can become a mindful practice if you bring your full attention to it. By incorporating these small acts of awareness into your routine, you're not just moving your body, you're cultivating a sense of calm and control amidst the chaos. This isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect serenity, it's about finding moments of peace in the midst of everyday life. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to stress and challenges. So next time you feel overwhelmed, take a step back, breathe deeply, and remember the transformative power of mindful movement. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little more calm in their life. And don't forget to connect with me on social media, I love hearing your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep moving, keep breathing, and keep seeking peace amidst the chaos. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.